In Northern Virginia, a prominent Muslim activist has been arrested and charged with violating U.S. economic sanctions against Libya. Federal agents say Abdel Rahman Al-Amoudi has been under surveillance for a year and a half as part of an investigation into terror financing. These are the first charges from that investigation, though so far there is no alleged connection to terrorism. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is Al-Amoudi, and what is he alleged to have done?
Well, he is a naturalized U.S. citizen, originally from Eritrea. He's really a leading Muslim activist. He was a frequent visitor in both the Clinton and Bush administration White Houses. He's also the head of or a board member of several groups, the American Muslim Council, the American Muslim Foundation, also a founding member of a group that recommends Muslim chaplains to the U.S. military. You may recall that program came under heat last week with accusations of possible espionage by a Muslim chaplain at the military's detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. So far, though, there's no alleged connection to that in this case. What Al-Amoudi is charged with is basically receiving about $10,000 from the Libyan government and failing to disclose, in fact, lying about numerous trips to Libya in recent years. Both acts, of course, are illegal under U.S. economic sanctions against Libya, which the U.S. considers a state sponsor of terror. Al-Amoudi also allegedly lied about visiting several other Middle Eastern countries, including Syria and Lebanon, earlier this month.
What did he do with his $10,000?
This is not clear from the government's affidavit. There was no comment from Al-Amoudi or his lawyers, and there's no suggestion that any of it went to aid terror or that Al-Amoudi himself has been involved in terror, although the affidavit notes that he has publicly expressed support for the anti-Israel groups Hamas and Hezbollah. But federal agents suggest this is only the beginning, that we can expect more charges to follow. And for example, there is this intriguing tale in the affidavit that so far has not brought charges. Last month at a London airport, British custom agents found Al-Amoudi was carrying $340,000 in sequentially numbered $100 bills. He was on his way to Syria. Now, when he was questioned, the affidavit says Al-Amoudi told the agents that an anonymous man had brought the money to him in a London hotel. He told them he'd had difficulty raising money for his group, the American Muslim Foundation, so he'd approached the Libyan government, and Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi for years has made a point of funding Muslim projects around the world. Al-Amoudi also told the British agents that he'd had a series of meetings with White House officials lobbying for the U.S. to lift its sanctions against Libya. He said to them that since the Libyan regime had recently renounced terrorism, he felt obliged to, quote, bridge the gulf between the U.S. and this Islamic State.
How might this affect the ongoing investigation into other Muslim activists and agencies in Northern Virginia?
There's no way to tell at this point. Al-Amoudi was among numerous activists whose homes and businesses were raided in March 2002. This was a sweeping operation based on allegations that the groups were financing terrorism overseas. It was quite disruptive there. I can tell you from speaking with Muslims, they're very resentful. They feel they've been unfairly tainted over these raids, and their lawyers point out, look, a year and a half later, and, you know, there have been no allegations, no charges. Some could suggest, well, after all that investigation, this is what you've come up with. On the other hand, of course, it is possible this is the beginning of a wider legal case. We'll have to see what further charges may come.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden.